So, Harry, you've had a busy weekend so far and a nice result in the intermediate earlier today. Tell us a little bit about the horse that you were riding, Red Kite.
Yeah, he's an eight-year-old horse. I've had him since he was a young horse, a four-year-old. And he's a very talented horse. He's an absolute monkey who tries to wind everybody up. He's very spooky. He'll gallop down to a fence and he'll prop and back off and give the impression he's going to stop, but he's actually underneath it a very, very brave horse. So my way of trying to ride him is to a little bit not be an alpha male, you know, just to almost act like I haven't noticed him, and instead of, you know, if I rode him very strongly to counteract him backing off a fence, he would do it even more. So I just have to have a little bit of a sense of humour, but actually underneath, when the chips are down, he's a very brave horse, very fast, and he gave me a super ride today. This would have been the biggest test of his career so far, and he came up trumps.
And always interesting seeing the results in the various championship levels here. The horses that do come through quite often appear again and again through novice, intermediate, and up to the echelons of the Open in years to come.
Yeah, and although it's called the novice championships and the intermediate championships, they are for novice horses and intermediate horses rather than levels of riders. So they're really the horses on the up, and they come back later. You'll see a lot of them at future championships, at world championships, Olympic games, and it's a very competitive field. Something about Gackham is you very rarely get a lucky winner here. The terrain is very testing. It's a little bit like the hill at Cheltenham. You're not going to get a horse fluking and winning. It's really a sort of big trial and a big test, and if they can come up with the goods, you know you've got a special horse.
As you were saying, the different levels of championship representative of the horses and the stage they are in their career, and what's so great about this sport is you do see the likes of Tim Price, world number one, competing horses through all different levels, yourself as well. You've represented Team GB, but you have your younger horses coming through the system here, and it's fun for the spotters of the sport to see if they can identify who might be the big stars of the future.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two great unique facts is you've got men and women competing against each other. There's no separation from that point of view, and you might get a 16-year-old girl telling her mother that she beat Harry Mead or William Fox Pierce or Tim Price or whoever it is that day, and it's great because we're trying our absolute hardest, but we're on young horses who are learning the trade, and it's very special. It creates great camaraderie and adds to the fun of the sport.
And it's no coincidence that this part of the world is a real hotbed of eventing talent, with a lot of the international riders basing themselves around here, which must keep it very competitive day in, day out for you all.
Yeah, and I'm a great believer that it's hugely in our advantage to keep Britain as the centre and attractive to overseas riders, so they come and base themselves here. It's much better for us if Britain continues to be the epicentre of world eventing. And you know, we go to your average novice event midweek somewhere, and you've probably got in competing alongside you in the same class, all on young horses, you know, half of the top 30 in the world, and it means that, you know, day in, day out we are pitching ourselves against top riders, and it's helped the sport grow, and long may it last.
So what next for Red Kite in terms of campaigning him this season, and what your prospects are and hopes are for him in the future?
So I've got to sort of review where he is, but I mean he could go and have a run around Blenheim. He's an eight-year-old, so my main thing at the moment is to just think long term with him. He's a horse I'd like to try and go to future championships on. He's one that I'd be looking at, you know, sort of talking about the long game. You know, it's a Tokyo Olympics next year. He's a kind of horse that would be aiming for Paris 2024 in 5 years' time. So it's a case of almost not asking too much of him. He's a very brave horse, and I want to just keep progressing and not almost burn his confidence too much. It's really important to me that he's enjoying it and happy in his job, because if he is, then he'll focus his mind and hopefully he'll be a special horse.
Well, congratulations on second place today. Thanks very much.
Thank you.